The Pennsylvania primary is just 1 week out, and while presidential fireworks dominate the news, there's a hotly contested race among three Democrats who want to be the party's U.S. Senate nominee. WHYY's Dave Davies reports that the National Party has weighed in with big endorsements and big money to try to pick the winner.
Retired Navy Admiral and former Congressman Joe Sestak got a warm reception when he spoke to a gathering of the African-American sorority Alpha Kappa Alpha over the weekend.
I then ran for Congress for one reason, to pay back my country. I was an independent, became a Democrat, ran in a Republican district almost 2-1.
Sestak ran and nearly won the Senate seat 6 years ago. He's a tireless campaigner who connects with audiences, and he's led in every poll so far. But you won't find him standing next to Democratic Party leaders. They're all backing Katie McGinty, the former Pennsylvania environmental secretary who ran for governor 2 years ago.
Dear friend, and the next senator from Pennsylvania, Katie McGinty.
McGinty met with public employee union members this week to get the endorsement of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. She talked about her own parents.
I know for sure that but for Social Security and Medicare, my parents would not have had dignity in their retirement.
McGinty has accused Sestak of favoring cuts in Social Security benefits. He points to dozens of votes cast defending the program, and fact-checkers say McGinty has exaggerated Sestak's comments about past efforts to restore the fiscal health of entitlement programs. On most policy issues, there's not a lot of difference between these two candidates. They both want to raise the minimum wage, fight climate change, protect marriage equality, and expand health care. The third candidate in the race, John Fetterman, the 6'8" mayor of the tiny town of Braddock, Pennsylvania, says he has on-the-ground experience fighting injustice and poverty. Fetterman backs Bernie Sanders and talks about income inequality. He runs a grassroots campaign, but this week he got the endorsement of a real live elected official.
Good afternoon, everybody. Those of you who don't know me, I'm the Montgomery County Register of Wills.
Okay, it's a register of wills, but not just any register of wills. Bruce Haynes made headlines by granting marriage licenses to same-sex couples before it was authorized in Pennsylvania, and Fetterman quickly married gay and lesbian couples in Braddock, so they bonded. All these campaign events involved a few dozen voters at most. The battle that will probably decide this primary race is being waged on the airwaves.
The Philadelphia Inquirer endorses Democrat Joe Sestak for Senate, saying he has the best credentials and experience to serve Pennsylvania and the nation.
Why have President Obama and Vice President Biden endorsed Katie McGinty for U.S. Senate?
Pennsylvania's a big state, and the best way to reach a lot of voters fast is still with expensive TV ad buys. McGinty and Sestak will spend around $8 million between them, but McGinty, who's trailed in the polls, should have a big advertising edge in the closing week, says Franklin and Marshall analyst Terry Madonna.
It looks like she will have $3 million at least in outside money that will assist her in the campaign.
McGinty's getting $1.5 million from the National Party, which has spurned Sestak, and a similar amount from the feminist pro-abortion rights group Emily's List. A super PAC of Sestak's friends has spent around $700,000 on his behalf. Fetterman can't come close to their fundraising or ad buys, but he says, don't sell him short.
It's a fluid situation, and we're pursuing a different path. We're going after a different segment of the electorate, and we believe that there's still very much a path here.
Fetterman has made an impression. The Harrisburg Patriot News just endorsed him. The winner in Tuesday's primary gets to challenge Republican incumbent Pat Toomey. Dave Davies, WHYY News.